Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off hour number three of the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me remotely
is me, Mark Edge.
And in case there are some listeners who are not viewing the live stream, we have video streams over at DLive and Twitch. I think we're on Aria's YouTube. I think we're still on Facebook somehow. We're on Vaughn Live and maybe a couple others that I can't remember. There is a facsimile of Mark here in the studio joining me, just so that when Mark speaks, I can look over at him and like either smile or like give him the dirty eye, you know, the dirty look or whatever, you know, or you know, give him my disgruntled face or whatever. It just makes me feel more like Mark's here.
Go check it out at cam.freetalklive.com.
Indeed. We've been talking about this article from Vice where the IRS is searching for people to help them hack cryptocurrency hardware wallets. Now, these hardware wallets were designed specifically to be a secure place to store your cryptocurrency keys. When I talk about cryptocurrency keys, I just want to make it very clear to everybody because this information doesn't seem to be getting through to a lot of people new to cryptocurrency. And it's a very simple phrase. Not your keys, not your money.
Yep.
Again, not your keys, not your money. If somebody else controls your keys, like a Coinbase, like a Binance, or any other exchange,
Kraken,
you know, even some wallets that you put on your mobile devices are custodial. That means they are holding your cryptocurrency keys. That means that the money isn't actually under your control. It's not really yours. If they wanted to, if a nefarious actor, as Mark likes to say, you know, joined Coinbase or Binance or Kraken or any of these, not any, but like the custodial wallet companies, and they wanted to make away with your cryptocurrency, they could do so because you don't have the keys.
This has happened. And I think the best way to describe it is the bank. Like, when you give money to the bank, mm-hmm. it's not your money anymore. They put it in an account mm-hmm. with your name on it, but if somebody powerful enough wants that money, then the bank's going to give it to them. I've seen it happen over and over again. And ladies and gentlemen, you know it's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody in the government, and I don't know where you are in the world, there's all kinds of governments around the world, but somebody in the government says, I want that money. The bank's going to give it to them.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter why.
Now, the difference between the bank and a hardware cryptocurrency wallet is that the IRS doesn't seem to be able to know how to hack into them just yet. And that's great. Because
cryptocurrency is good in this way.
Yes. And so this article continues, while the desire for a reusable tool makes a lot of sense to store your crypto on, it's also what makes this request so challenging, according to Andrew Tierney, a security researcher who has done research into cryptocurrency hardware wallets. He says, hardware wallets are really getting quite secure now with a lot of research into them. You might be able to find issues in a few, but to have ready-made exploits to work against lots of them is going to be very hard. Tierney, who is also known as Cyber Gibbons, that's his online name apparently.
Yeah, when he says very hard, he means in the sense that, like, astrophysicists use the term very hard or very difficult.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. By the time the government rolls out its next hack into a hardware wallet, these hardware wallets are two or three generations beyond whatever that is.
Yeah, and he actually goes on to say, another challenge, of course, is that the funds aren't actually on the wallet.
That's true.
Just the keys. So if the owner knows they are attacking it and can act, the funds can be moved. And that's all factual. I mean, these hardware wallet companies advertise this as a feature. So
absolutely.
If you go and you're looking for this type of a thing, you know, this is, you know, one of the bullet points about what it can do. Like, if you're buying a car, yep, it's a four-wheel drive, and it's got cruise control, and it's, you know, it's got power windows and power brake. You know, this is a feature of these hardware wallets.
Right, and so many people in the government, remember, the IRS, these their crypto hacker club, they're not the ones who are going in with guns and doing the raids. So the people who are doing the raids, they think all kinds of different things. I swear the FBI thought that it was going to find bitcoins by pulling the wires out of our broadcast stack, and that's why we were taken off the air.
Or taking the safe out of the convenience store, and then they didn't find anything in it and brought it back.
Right. And they didn't have a warrant for that safe, but no one's ever going to hold them responsible for that.
Right.
They also took some hardware wallets that had something to do with the Shire Free Church's funds, which has nothing to do with Ian and his, you know, buying and selling Bitcoin as a ministry for the church. So, but I mean, that didn't stop them from taking them.
Right. And they took people's phones and some laptops and other assorted electronics too.
Yeah, they did all kinds of stuff.
So, according to the cryptocurrency research from Chainalysis, around 20% of all of the Bitcoin in existence, equaling more than $100 billion, is contained inside locked wallets. I didn't know that until I scanned this article. I didn't see that sentence before show prep. That's pretty amazing. There's so much lost Bitcoin out there. It's like the 21st century of sunken ships with treasure aboard. Adriana Sanabria, a cybersecurity expert, told Motherboard in an online chat. That's true. The IRS has recently signaled its intent to track and enforce against fraud related to cryptocurrencies even more closely than it has in the past. In March, the agency announced Operation Hidden Treasure, which has the goal of ferreting out undeclared cryptocurrency gains. The document makes no mention of that operation, and it's unclear if it's connected to it or not. Regardless, as more and more criminals choose hardware wallets. Notice they didn't say as more and more people choose hardware wallets. They're making it seem as if you choose a hardware wallet, you're a criminal.
Either using their banker friends' systems for getting Bitcoin, or you're a criminal. They want to say that. I'd like to talk about hacking Bitcoin wallets for a second.
Yeah.
I used to have this as the background, the wallpaper on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
It is a picture of the sun, and it is a quote. And this is from one of the Bitcoin people. Imagine you built a perfect computer. Forget about Ghash and megahertz. You build a computer which uses the absolute minimum amount of energy theoretically possible to record a change in a single bit. That's a 1 to a 0 or 0 to a 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the limits of thermodynamics. Nothing more efficient is even possible. And now you use most of the natural resources in our solar system to construct a Dyson sphere covered, and it's covered to the surface of the sun and extracts all the energy from it. Now imagine you could keep this supercomputer cooled at roughly absolute zero, and you could do so without expending any additional energy. If you had that and captured with no inefficiency and loss, the entire energy output of our star, not just in a day, a week, but continually until it burned out, you couldn't count to 2 to the 256th power before you ran out of energy. Keep in mind that this is simply counting. It's not hashing, not comparing, not performing lookups, just counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These numbers have nothing to do with the technology of devices. They're the maximums that thermodynamics will allow, and they strongly imply that brute force attacks against 256-bit keys, that's what Bitcoin is, are infeasible. And that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. They're not hacking Bitcoin wallets.
Coming up, Biden to propose $80 billion for the IRS, more power to chase down high-income tax evasion.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning into the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Open phones here. In fact, we have some callers. We'll get to those in just a minute. The telephone number, if you want to try and join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
Mark Edge.
We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but we wanted to, I teased before the break, that we wanted to talk about this bit that, actually, Mark, you brought this in from Zero Hedge. It's Biden to propose $80 billion for the IRS and grant them more power to chase down high income tax evasion.
It's the truth, right? The Biden administration is expected to propose giving the IRS $80 billion and granting the agency more power to track down tax evasion by high-income individuals and corporations, according to the New York Times, citing two people familiar with the plan. The proposed funding would be an increase of two-thirds of the agency's entire budget for the past decade.
Oh, my God. Two-thirds more than their entire budget for the past decade?
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. I know this. Any power that they have over rich people, they will soon have over me.
Oh, yeah.
And that I don't want the IRS to have any more power. It already has plenty. I mean, when they demand things from you, you have to act in a different fashion than you do when, say, somebody, some court case comes to you or something like that. They've got policing powers that are deeper than on many police agencies.
This is
terrifying. Like, I hate this annual game where you report numbers, and then we'll add those to our numbers, and then we'll come up with whatever you owe us, and you better be right, otherwise, jail for you.
Yeah, that's a meme that goes around, usually around tax time every year. It's like, hey, the IRS, hey, you owe us money. How much do I owe? I don't know. You have to figure that out. Well, what if I get it wrong? Well, you go to jail.
That's really what it comes down to. I mean, this is crazy. This is Kafka-esque. But we don't want this.
No, I certainly don't. And we'll talk more about this. But first, let's go to the phones and let's go to Dan calling from Michigan. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hi. Mark just said something about Bitcoin, and it really gives me a lot of hope because, like, I studied prophecy in the Bible and the beast and all that. And he says Bitcoin, how hard it is to hack. And then the beast can't control that currency, I'm thinking now. So I do need Bitcoin. And because I have been listening to you guys. I'm a little nervous, excuse me.
That's okay. Just relax. Take a breath. And, you know, it's cool. You'll relax eventually. It's cool. We got you now.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense on how difficult it is to hack in all this IRS stuff. It really is, you know, sinking in. And I think that's the currency to have. You don't have to take the mark, any kind of mark, on your hand or your forehead to buy and sell.
Yeah, you don't have to take the mark of anything, whether it's a religious or a government-sponsored thing. Like, you don't have to, you know, get the microchip that will allow you to sort of wave your hand and pay, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a great thing all of a sudden because I was thinking that all this currency, you know, the cryptocurrency, cashless society, well, they have their system, the world. I'll just get away from the prophecy, but the world at large, they want to control everything, and this is a way to And you guys are right on. And I'm so glad I tuned you in.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you for tuning in. I hadn't thought about it, Mark, from the perspective that Dan brought up. But, I mean, it certainly does free people from the existing systems.
I'm not sure that it has yet to free us from the mark of the beast, if you want to use that terminology. So what the mark of the beast is this mark that presumably is given to you by the government that says that you can do business and travel and do these sorts of things. And
sounds like the Vaxport.
Well, there's a lot like that coming down. The Bitcoin is, to me, on the precipice of either being free or not being free. The government has lacks some control over Bitcoin, but it has some control already. Remember, when I say governments, what I mean is international banking corporations.
Right, the cartels. Right?
Like, these are the people that truly make things happen. When an international banking corporation wants something to happen, it does.
Yep.
When an international banking corporation breaks the law, nobody goes to prison. When you want something to happen, it doesn't. And when you break the law, you go to prison.
Right.
These are the people that rule us. The governments, well, I should say the international banking corporations, they're denizens and they're stooges in government.
Right, because government has all of the weapons. And so they're the enforcement arm at a minimum.
And don't forget, you pay for the weapons. The government is a ruse.
That's true.
That you pay for the enforcement arm for the international banking corporations and pay for their weapons.
Yep.
So that you can be safe from bad people. You are ruled by bad people.
Yep. So,
it doesn't get any better. So, there's other currencies to look out there. For instance, Monero comes to mind.
Yep.
Other privacy coins. You know, I don't know which one's going to be super valuable or the next big thing. I don't know.
Well, I really like that there are hundreds, if not thousands, at this point, of different cryptocurrencies. And I like it because if you're seeking a specific feature, there's likely a coin that is either specializing or attempting to specialize in that particular thing. Yeah. So like you mentioned, the privacy coins, right? There's other coins that are trying to do things for, like, charity, right? It's like, oh, if you use our coin, you know, then, you know, a percentage of whatever it is that we do as a, you know, the coin operators will go towards these charities or specifically for charities to use to pay for stuff, that type of a thing. So there's all sorts of things out there. And the longer the industry continues, the more features will be developed. We haven't seen features added to money in our lifetimes, if not even within our grandparents' lifetimes, outside of like a new strip for like security or a new design. Anyway, more Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will restrict travel from India beginning on Tuesday amid a surge of COVID cases in that country. India recorded 401,000 new infections on Saturday, the first time any nation has recorded more than 400,000 new cases in a single day. Officials reported about 3,500 deaths on Saturday, but many also say that deaths have been severely undercounted amid the surge. The White House has ordered entry restricted for all foreign nationals who've been in India in the last 2 weeks. The restrictions do not apply to U.S. citizens or permanent residents. India has opened up vaccinations to all adults in an attempt to slow the spread of the virus, but supplies are low in many areas of the country. And Medina Spirit has won the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. With the win, trainer Bob Baffert becomes the winningest trainer in the Derby's history, notching his seventh victory. Jockey John Velasquez also won his fourth run for the Roses aboard Medina Spirit. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Army is severely punishing leaders at Fort Hood after an investigation showed massive failures in investigating the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen. Wendy King reports.
The Army says it's disciplined 21 officers and non-commissioned soldiers, including the firing of 8 commanders after the death of Vanessa Guillen. She was killed in Fort Hood, Texas last year. They did acknowledge she was being sexually harassed. Federal investigators say that Guillen was working at an armory last April when Specialist Aaron Robinson, who actually wasn't sexually harassing her, beat her to death. He is believed to have later dismembered and burned her remains. They were found 2 months after she died. The investigation also found a series of missteps that allowed Robinson to escape. When he was confronted by police after her remains were found, he shot himself. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to this program this evening. It is Free Talk Live. We are the call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We are live from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time every day. I mean, there's a few days out of the year, and there's like a couple of like events where we're not actually broadcasting live. Outside of that, we're broadcasting live every day, 7 days a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So some of you might be hearing this program outside of those hours. That's great. You just can't really call in and take control of the airwaves during those hours. You have to call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time in order to attempt to get on the air. And
yeah, lots of people do that. All they have to do is plan ahead. You know, if you want to hear yourself on the radio tonight at 2 a.m. or wherever your radio whatever radio station plays us at, go ahead and call us between 7 and 10.
Yep. So in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, joining me.
And me, Mark.
And we've been talking about, well, we haven't really gotten into it very far, this article from Zero Hedge that says Biden to propose $80 billion for the IRS and more power to chase down high-income tax evasion. Mark, that's your cue.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I'm sorry, I was looking at the article trying to get us back to where we were.
Well, and you're probably flabbergasted by just hearing those words again. I know I was.
The 10-year proposal would also include new disclosure requirements for small business owners, not organized as corporations, as well as other wealthy people who could be hiding income from the IRS. Those using so-called pass-through corporations, such as the ones the Bidens used to funnel $13 million through tax loopholes. So Biden knows these loopholes because he's been using them.
I know right where they're at. I've been using them for years.
As well as people holding wealth in opaque structures that would be subject to new reporting requirements. The additional money and enforcement power will accompany new disclosure requirements for people who own businesses that are not organized as corporations and for other wealthy people who could be hiding income from the government. The Biden administration will portray those efforts. Coupled with new taxes, it is proposing on corporations and the rich as a way to level the tax playing field between typical American workers and very high earners who employ sophisticated efforts to minimize or avoid taxation, says the New York Times. This is it, right? This is yet another stage in the decline of the American empire. This is what they do. They get rapacious once their desire for growth outstrips their ability to tax.
Right.
So at this point, they've been printing money for a very long time, and they realize that their credit rating is going down. Like, you can't just print money and expect no consequences. Their credit rating's going down. They can't tax more. So what are they going to do? They're going to go after, and they're going to find the bad guys. They're going to say, this is a bad person, and that's why we're taking money from them. You know, these patterns are nothing new. This is what it looks like, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sorry, America is on the decline.
Mark, is there somebody, you know, flying a drone behind you or something? I'm just hearing a little bit of a mechanical type noise. Sounds like a sander or something.
No drone, sorry.
Okay. I just hear a little bit of a hum in the background. Sounds like somebody might be running a thing. At any rate, this is scary in so many ways because all this means is that there's going to be more goons coming after you and I. More of them looking at scrutinizing your tax returns. They're spending $80 billion to come and make sure that you aren't making any mistakes on your annual paperwork of the income, which they had nothing to do with. They didn't help you in any way to start your business. They didn't help you in any way to get the skills that you have. I don't know, maybe you got like a guaranteed student loan or something like that, but that's not really them helping you. That's them helping the loan company.
We all went through the government school system or whatever it is. You know, you can't break somebody's leg, give them a crutch, and then claim you helped.
That's what they're doing.
That's what they do, and there's no doubt about it. I'm just saying we probably should steer clear of the terminology help, because they help all the time. Help, in air quotes.
We're here to help.
I should say, what I want to say about this is I think that they're so thoroughly inserted in our lives that we think we couldn't make it without them. And that's ridiculous.
It is amazing to me how many people hold that belief. And that's what it is. It's a belief. It's not a matter of fact. It's a belief.
Look, the United States is losing its highest and highest earners, most productive people year after year. People don't want to be stuck here and have to deal with all this stuff. Once COVID happens, once it's over, people are going to start just pouring out of the United States with Biden's tax changes and these sorts of things. Gotta say, like, they'll leave the middle class, the upper middle class, the lower classes, they'll leave them here
right, to
fight amongst themselves for the scraps. And they're going to go someplace else and begin building again.
It's going to get ugly.
It's the way it is. This is what empires on the decline look like.
Yeah, that's
true. They're not pretty.
This does, all of this financially reminds me of the decline of Rome. You know, when they started debasing their own currency. At some point, too, Rome even refused to accept their own currency for taxes. So they knew their currency was full of it, and they would not accept it. Instead, you had to pay them in some other way, gold or silver or...
Well, their currency was clipped coins.
Yes.
That's what the Romans did. So they took their own coins, clipped a bit off of it, and then, you know, that was their tax. I'd like to say here, according to a report, some $700 billion in tax revenues recovered over 10 years by the beefed-up IRS will help pay for Biden's next stimulus injection, the dubbed American Families Plan, which is expected to cost at least $1.5 trillion. So that's they're expecting to pay for half of the stimulus that they're doing, and the other half they're going to saddle your grandchildren with.
Right.
Like, this is real. Ladies and gentlemen, you are currently paying the interest on taxes, on debt that was created during the American Civil War.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. So those people saddled not just their grandchildren, but the great-grandchildren, their great-great-grandchildren. It's irresponsible. Every time you expect the government to do a thing, you are acting irresponsibly, because those people clearly will go after little babies who aren't even born yet and try to take their money. That's how evil they are.
Yeah, isn't there, I'm trying to think, like, I think the biblical term is sins of the father, but there's a financial term for that, too. Like, you're not supposed to be able to hold somebody's son responsible for something that the father did, you know, before they died. So, you know, if you're a dad and you die, they shouldn't be able to hold your son responsible for anything that you did. Yet, here we are.
Here we are. That's how that's the system. It's a system based on debt, not based on value. The government's currency is not based on value. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, which we've been talking about, these are things that people are willing to pay for. They are of value.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like it. But somebody does.
I like it just fine. I love cryptocurrency. The fact that it exists without the permission of any of these crooks, any of these organizations of liars and idiots and thieves, I like it a lot. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. It's the final segment of this Saturday night edition. And I need to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you need to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day other than around freedom-loving people in New Hampshire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find a link to the unofficial Telegram chat, and there's also an unofficial forum and some other information. Again, links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. One more item of business is I would like to say thank you to David R. Jeffries, who is a platinum amplifier. That means he gives a very generous chunk of money to Free Talk Live in order to help us get onto more radio stations. We're currently on around 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations across the country. It's all up to you. You can find out about this program over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, of course, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Every dollar that's contributed through the AMP program goes directly to get us on more radio stations. It doesn't go into Mark's travel budget. It doesn't go into my beer budget, you know, or anything like that. It goes directly to help us get on more radio stations. So thank you again to David R. Jeffries for being a platinum-level amplifier. Find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, we've been talking about this article from Zero Hedge about Biden's proposal to give $80 billion to the IRS and more power to chase down high-income tax evasion. We can talk more about that, but first let's go to the phones. Let's go to MJ calling from Alabama. MJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, y'all were talking earlier about the help wanted signs around in businesses having trouble to get people.
Yep.
And some other guy called in and said that they just getting application folders filled up. All. Well, that's not true. I eat out a lot. And down here, in the last few, I'd say 3 to 4 weeks especially, it's got where the places that was open and serving inside the restaurant plus the drive-thru no longer serve in the restaurant because they can't get enough help to run both the drive-thru and the inside the restaurant.
So yeah, you know, you remind me, MJ, that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire as well. There was a chain restaurant that, you know, they wanted to reopen, and so they did, but they also couldn't keep up with the business, so then they just went back to, you know, drive-up only, curbside.
Well, also, I just talked to a friend that's up in Tuscaloosa where I just moved here from last year, and the person there said that they went to Burger King and said they pulled up to the drive-thru, and there's a long line at the drive-thru, and when they went through the drive-thru, they stopped at the first window to pay the clerk. When they paid the clerk, they went to the next window to pick up the food, and there was that same person at that window, and she asked her, "Are you there by yourself?" She said, "Yes, nobody else is here, it's just me. I'm having to do all the cooking. I'm having to work the drive-thru and the pay window." She was doing everything by herself, and she just broke down and started crying because it was getting to her because she couldn't handle it, doing it all by
that's
herself.
Crazy.
Yeah, number one, that's a talented employee that shouldn't likely be working in fast food. And if they can multitask like that, some lucky business is going to hire that person and get a very fine employee who can multitask.
Yeah, now, she was there, unlocked the doors, and, you know, opened up because, you know, they would have been a manager there to do all that. So evidently she was a manager, and like I said, yeah, she found enough to run that by herself, so she's pretty good.
Indeed. So when I heard this, the caller that earlier in the show that was talking about it, my first thought is, yeah, absolutely. If you don't have enough employees, then the next step is you got to increase what you're offering. If people don't want to come back to work, then you got to increase it. Look, I get it. The government may be still handing out whatever the goodies are and perverting the marketplace, but that doesn't matter for your business. For your business, you need the employees, and you need them now.
Anything else, MJ?
That ought to do it. Other than the fact it's going to cause it more out of our pockets because we're going to have to pay them higher wages. That means we have to pay higher for the food we're buying.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, MJ. Inflation is a fact of life at this point. There's no way out of the financial debacle that we call the United States dollar, the USD, the FRN, Federal Reserve notes. There's no way out. Things are only going to get more expensive as time goes on, as I've seen through all of my life, and the rate at which this progress goes, where things get more and more expensive, will also accelerate at some point. If it accelerates enough, they will begin to call it hyperinflation. If it does reach the point of hyperinflation, if you start hearing people on the mainstream news talk about hyperinflation, that's when the collapse will happen.
So we already pay for service at many types of restaurants. We call it tipping.
Yes.
Right? Like those servers get a pittance as far as a wage goes, and then we pay their wages through tipping. Now, when it comes to fast food, there's not really any tipping, but the sort of way things are changing right now, what they're trying to do is trying to get you to use their app. They're trying so hard. They're giving up promotions and use the app and try this out, get $5 and the whole thing, right?
Yep.
Well, that app is you cutting out the person behind the counter taking your order.
Right, so you
your
don't have to.
It shows up however you ordered it, and that's it. You are now the clerk. You're providing that service, and that's a way that they're trying to cut costs. Now, my experience is when I've used it at a restaurant restaurant chain that I like, is that I have sat there for a half an hour waiting for them to make my order that I made on the app while customers just keep coming in, ordering and leaving, and I'm like, I should have just gone ahead and, you know, walked in. It would have been easier.
Yep. Let's go ahead and go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, your government making legal decisions, the phrase arbitrary and capricious, if a judge or anybody else makes a decision that is deemed to be or proved to be arbitrary and capricious, that means it's an invalid judgment. Now, my allegations for a decade have been that the courts, in my case of my children, have been arbitrary and capricious, amongst other things, which would make it invalid. But now that's a pattern and practice throughout government. Here's evidence supporting my allegations. There's a one-minute read found in this case at KOB. Critics question science behind governor's public health order. And what the deal is that the governor, Lujan Grisham in New Mexico, closed down the state with the COVID, right? And then they were sued by a trampoline business that was closed down and, you know, going broke, having damages. And so they had a deposition. They had a deposition, which means that the state representative, Ms. Collins, was under oath being deposed, and they asked her if any scientific studies were used, in fact, if there was any science at all being used to make these decisions, whether to open or close, and she answered under oath, no, she's not aware of any science whatsoever being used, which means that it's an arbitrary and capricious decision because it's not based at all in science.
Yeah, real quick for our listeners, capricious is defined as a person or thing that's impulsive and unpredictable.
Yes. And that's what they're exactly arbitrary and capricious in making this decision, and it's proved now because the state, through Ms. Collins, had made an admission, a legal admission under oath in deposition in a court case that they were using no science to make these decisions regarding very scientific things like viruses, and so that supports my allegation that in my case and many other cases, our government is making decisions in an arbitrary and capricious manner and damaging us, and those decisions are invalid based on that arbitrariness.
Thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. We are out of time, folks. Thanks for tuning in again 7 days a week, Monday through Monday, 7 days a week, 10 or 7 to 10. This has been Free Talk Live. Thanks. Peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.